Whole Foods Market, the upscale grocery store sometimes derided as Whole Paycheck for its prices, is planning to launch a new chain of lower-priced stores for people who can't otherwise afford to buy its premium and organic food. The Austin-based company said on Wednesday that stores in the new format would offer a curated selection and have a simpler design to cater to people who want Whole Foods quality without paying Whole Foods prices, particularly customers in their 20s and 30s. Whole Foods co-CEO Walter Robb said that the company is building a team that will be dedicated solely to this project and that it is already negotiating leases to build a chain whose name was not disclosed. He said the new chain could eventually be as big as the original 373-store Whole Foods. It will deliver a convenient, transparent, and values-oriented experience geared toward millennial shoppers while appealing to anyone looking for high-quality, fresh food at great price, Robb said in a statement. We believe the growth potential for this new and complementary brand to be as great as it is for our highly successful Whole Foods Market brand. More details will come by early September, he added. The grocer plans to start opening its first stores in the new format next year, with a quick expansion to follow. The news comes amid new signs that Whole Foods' fast growth engine is sputtering. The grocer reported same-store sales rose 3.6% in the 12 weeks ended April 12th, below Wall Street expectations for a 5.3% growth, according to consensus metrics, and a fraction of the double-digit growth in recent years that had made Whole Foods a Wall Street darling. What's more, little improvement seems imminent. Same-store sales in the current quarter through May 3rd were up 2.8%. Shares fell 12% in after-hours trading, adding to a 17% decline from recent highs. Whole Foods' performance was particularly disappointing to investors because the company had cut prices on fresh produce and other items to attract new customers who balked at its pricey selection and rolled out its first-ever national advertising campaign. The company has been losing market share to aggressive rivals like specialty retailers Sprouts Farmers Market and Fresh Market, as well as giants like Kroger. Whole Foods, known for its natural and organic selection, will soon face vastly improved grocery selections at Walmart stores, the largest U.S. grocer, and a resurgent Target. This article posted by Phil Waba and originally appeared on Fortune.com.